When you went to Fieldings for the interview, was that the first time that you'd been to the works and the factory?
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever been inside there, although my grandfather did an apprentice there in 1914, just during the war years. And it was very different to working in, because before the ministry I worked in the library department, Shire Hall. So it was a very different environment. It was, well, without being unkind to Fieldings, it was quite a dusty, so you wouldn't wear your best clothes, like, you know, and working with carbon copies too, you know, you soon got quite messed up in those days. It wasn't like working on a nice, clean computer. But it was quite an ordeal to go into the factory because you kept all the wolf whistles, which you never got. So that was all new to me, you know, and I used to go bright red. But again, it was lovely. You knew that you were sort of welcomed there, like, you know, as you walked through and everybody was happy and laughing. So it was a lovely environment. My memories are really, you know, it's just like a happy family, really.
And did you have a tour of the works on your first day or as part of the interview at all?
I was taken through certain parts of the factory. I do remember seeing some of the huge machinery there, which was massive to me, like never seen anything like it. And also we used to see the presses going out of the works with the police, where the police lead in the huge load, you know, as they were leaving the factory gate. So we did sort of like, after all our hard work, we did go and see those leaving, which I'd love a photograph of that. Yeah.